Welcome. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus. Good morning. It's a wonderful day because you and I are seeing it. It's Friday, May the 23rd, and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. And once again, we have this awesome opportunity and privilege to come together, first of all, and then secondly, to come before the Lord. That is a privilege, being in the land of the living and our lives glorifying, and we truly recognize that it's time. Come, it is time to worship. Well, thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. I trust that you had a wonderful night of rest. I know I did. And, it feels so good to be rested and then getting up feeling fresh, feeling ready and prepared to enjoy and glorify the Lord throughout the day which He has given, which He has made. So we're rejoicing in that. I trust that you are. And we are thankful. That's about words elude us, that we can express His thanks for His goodness and for His mercies. Well, today we asked the question, do you want your prayers energized? And God has given us ways and means to do that. But before we take a brief look at that and go into prayer, let us invite God's presence. That's key. Let us enter in. Let us sense and know that He is Lord. He is sovereign. He is majestic. He is over all. And we therefore can position ourselves rightly before Him, knowing that we need Him and He is our help. Father, we come before You on this Friday morning. We know, Lord, that the morning comes. You send it forth with peace and with blessing, intending that we would be able to flow and walk in it and through it in company, in the company of You. And we thank You today for this opportunity once again, even as we learn and perfect our walk with You. We thank You for each person that has joined us. Let them sense and feel Your presence on this Friday morning. Let us know that You are there for us in a mighty, mighty way. You promised where two or three are gathered in Your name, there You are in the midst to bless. Well, we command the blessing today for ourselves individually, for ourselves corporately, for this assembly of people that love to pray, love to speak with You and to You, love to hear Your voice. We pray today that Your spirit of prayer would descend upon us and encloak us so that we are in perfect alignment with Your heart and Your desires, those things that You have promised that You want to see fulfilled on this day, this brand new day, a day that had never been before. And You've given it to us as a gift, so we thank You today. We thank You, Lord, for the fact that our equipment, our technology is working perfectly and our sound and signal is clear. We pray today, Lord, that the Holy Spirit is able to use our sound to bring liberty and freedom to someone on some part of the earth today, someone who is at the edge of hopelessness. Their fingers are slipping even as they try to hang on. We pray, Lord, that they would be encouraged today by our signal. Our signal will clearly be a beacon and a light, a lighthouse on the shores of hope. We thank you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, how are you this morning? Trust that you're feeling great. Not just feeling, but feeling great. Let's qualify that. How are you doing? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm blessed, awesomely favored, divinely powered. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise his name. Well, today we invite you to voice your praise report and or your prayer request. We're here together to lift our requests before the Lord. And hopefully, our hope is that we will be articulating exactly what he has on his heart concerning this day. One of the things that God is speaking to us about is humility. And it's something that we must stand in war against every moment, every day. If we search our hearts, we find that there are moments and places where we are just not humble. The psalmist David in Psalm 131, he says in verse 1, he says, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in matters too great or in things too wonderful for me. This humility thing is something that must be maintained from moment to moment. The minute you let go, you find the heart drifts, and it drifts into a place of independence and pride. And we must keep our hearts reined in, knowing that it's a humble heart that holds in its keeping the very life of prayer. Neither pride nor haughtiness can suffice. Vanity cannot pray. Pride cannot pray. Not effectively, anyway. It is a positive quality, a substantial force that energizes prayer. There is no power in prayer to ascend without humility. Humility springs from a lowly estimate of ourselves and our deserving. To be clothed with humility is to be clothed with a praying or a praying garment. Humility is realized through realizing our unworthiness, the feeling and declaring of ourselves as sinners, because we are sinners. Of course, we're saved by grace, but our hearts and our minds often will entertain sin. And I've often said that I've been taught by my mother at an early age to kneel before the Lord. Kneeling suits us very well as the physical posture of prayer because it speaks of humility. You can pray in any position, but there's something about kneeling that demonstrates our entire inner attitude before the Lord. So try that sometime if you have never kneeled or you're not in the habit of kneeling in prayer. There's something very wonderful about that. So the point we're making today is that humility and prayer do not go together. Pride and prayer do not go together. And humility is what energizes prayer. Father, today we confess that we are sinners. We ask for your forgiveness. We ask that you would clothe us with a praying garment of humility. Help us today to just dethrone ourselves from our own hearts, and you take the seat of authority. You come and sit upon the throne of our hearts on this day. We thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Once again, welcome.
Amen.
God
amen.
Bless you. Thank you for joining us. Well, today we want to remember the Reverend Wilkes and his family. They are saying so long to their his wife. He's saying so long to the children are saying that to their mother, and the grandchildren are saying that as well. She passed and went to be with the Lord just a few days ago, earlier this week, and so today is the there will be a going home ceremony today at, I believe, 4 o'clock at Metropolitan Baptist Church. God willing, I plan to be there. Reverend Wilkes is a dear friend, and we want to be there in times like this one to just be present and be in solidarity with their grieving and their grief. And then the body will be taken to Baltimore for burial on tomorrow. So let's remember that family. Father, we face circumstances quite often that are overwhelming. And you're the only source and the only means that we know of that can cause us to stand, cause us to endure, and cause us to be strong in situations where a loved one leaves and comes to your presence, and we are left with missing them and with the grief of their passing. So we thank you today that Sister Wilkes is with you. And Father, we hope to see her again. It's our hope. On that day when the dead in Christ shall rise. So we're injecting and injected with hope today because of what your promise says in your word. We pray for that family right now that you would just wrap and cloak them, Lord, with your love. Let them sense and know that you're present with them. Let them feel the peace that comes from you, one that passes all understanding. Let them sense the joy of knowing that her life was lived for you, and that they have this glorious hope of seeing her again on that day of your appearing. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of that truth, the joy of that realization that we have this great hope. This hope serves as a light that will continue to guide us and to guide our feet to make straight paths for that day in the name of Jesus. So bless Reverend Bernard Wilkes and his family right now. In the name of Jesus, all the friends and relatives, bless us all on this day where we say farewell to this lady of light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What a joy it is to know that someone that has gone to be with the Lord, it's a real joy. There's something about it. And Paul said it best. He says, we don't grieve as the wicked do. We don't. Our grief is that of simply missing our loved one. However, on either side of our grief, there is goodness and mercy escorting our grief. And so we feel this peace, and we can't explain it. I've been there myself. You can't explain it. You're saying, shouldn't I be coming a part of the scenes right about now? My mother is gone, my dad is gone, or whoever is leaving that you love. And you're thinking, boy, how is it that I'm not falling apart? And you know why. Because there's a joy unspeakable that's resident in your heart. Not happiness, because you're not happy about what happened, your loved one leaving. But there's a joy, because the joy is fruit of the Spirit, and it resides regardless of the external circumstances. So it's a bittersweet kind of experience that always stays with an individual, particularly if they're in the Lord. They remember how the Lord carried them through. I remember how the Lord has carried me through loved ones passing. It's amazing. It's amazing. That's the kind of God we serve. And so we humble ourselves before His mighty throne today, because we need Him. You do too. That's right. You do. All of us do. Well, your line is open. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, if God has laid something in your heart, do not hesitate to give air to it. Allow the breath of this day, the life that God has injected into this day, this Friday, May the 23rd, He has sent it along with something for you for me, and we want to participate fully. So give your prayer request. There's no asking, then there's no answer. And that's how it works. And we have the power of agreement here that you cannot have praying by yourself. You don't have the power of agreement that is possible in an assembly such as what we have. And there are lots of us online, I can tell you. Lots of people that are live, and there are lots of people that are going to be listening to this prayer cast at some later time, because it can be accessed 24/7. It's recorded. Well, may I share this with you? Amen. I heard someone speaking.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Okay.
Good morning.
Welcome. Praise the Lord, and good morning to you.
Yes. Thank God for this awesome day. Thank Him for keeping us all alive and giving us His grace and His mercy to see
another brand new day,
giving glory. I thank God this morning for this prayer broadcast, especially on this week, when my week began, when I was at a sort of a low point. And I thank God that every day, every morning, as I tuned in, the word that came across was especially for me. I thank God, because when you prayed for family, that was aimed directly at me. And when you prayed that day for those that feeling down in the valley, that was especially for me. I give God thanks today because we never know from one day to the next what may occur. But as we get up and we come before Him and seek His face on behalf of others and for ourselves, there is a blessing and there is also a peace that comes over you when, you know, you feel the power of your prayer. I just thank
yes.
God this morning for that peace. I just thank God for that peace that truly is past all understanding. I thank
yes.
God for the joy of the Lord that gives us strength, not our strength, but His strength, because He said that His strength is made perfect in weakness. And I know that, I know for sure that it's not only myself, that there are others on the prayer broadcast that might be listening in live and streaming, that the power of this prayer has touched them also. So I just give God thanks today. That is the testimony of my heart on this morning. I give Him thanks. He's always on point. He's always on point. When you pray for the lost, that was what was rising up in my spirit. And it just, the Holy Spirit just brought it all through your words. And so we know that we are on track. We know that we're on track. I give God thanks. I give God praise. I give Him glory. I have a prayer request this morning, and it's on behalf of a lady by the name of Evelyn. I don't know her personally, but it's through another friend. We began to pray on yesterday for her, and if we could lift her up in prayer. She is a hardworking person, as far as I understand, but the position where she's at her job right now, she's underpaid, and we know that there are many people that are hard workers, and because they don't want to just sit home and do nothing, they would go out, but they're not satisfactorily compensated for the work that they put out. So if we could lift up those persons in prayer together with Evelyn this morning.
Praise God.
She is a Christian. She knows the Lord. If we could just lift them up this morning, is the prayer of my heart. Amen.
Father, we pray for Evelyn. We thank You for this prayer request, and Lord, we believe that You've placed it on our hearts. You've voiced it so that we can stand on Your word, stand on Your promises, that You are truly our help. Father, I'm sure that Evelyn has prayed and beseeched Your throne, petitioned You on behalf of herself and possibly others that are in the same situation where they're underpaid, undercompensated, taken advantage of because of many reasons, including this sin of greed. We pray today, Lord, that there will be a supernatural divine shift in the atmosphere around them that would so change their situation that they will know that it's heaven that intervened. We pray for Evelyn right now. Strengthen her heart. Continue to give her the strength and physical energy to work as hard as she can, not to let up, not to be discouraged, not to be moving in defeat, but that she would take heart. Joy would come in an unusual way on this day. She would feel buoyed and pepped up and carried, taken care of. And Father, the change that You're asking for in her situation is already on the way. We thank You for strengthening her and reassuring her today that things that she's believing for are about to come to pass, come to full view and manifestation in the name of Jesus. We believe You, Lord, for a praise report of what You have done, and what comes from her heart is gratitude and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I would like us to pray for people that are logging into our program, and there are all kinds of people that are doing that, and we are so thankful that we're being heard and our voices out there. And this internet is a wonderful technology, and it works powerfully in bringing people together, causing people to be able to connect. And you can connect with people that you never met or will never meet, and or never even speak with. They'll just hear our voice and listen, or just keep surfing on to another stuff. However, yesterday my heart was stirred as I looked at some of the contacts that we are getting, and some of them are not necessarily well-intended. And what I mean by that, some of them are just, you know, they see your profile out there because our program's profile is out there, mine is out there, and they're looking at those things, and all kinds of thoughts, I guess, come into their minds. But I've been previously basically ignoring those, and the Lord spoke to my heart yesterday late in our program that why don't we just pray for those people that they would come to know the Lord. And these are particularly females, and that are from around the world, all distant places. And, you know, they send a selfie of themselves you know, they try to make contact. And so we're going to pray for them right now that God would satisfy their needs. God would be the one that would reach them and touch them in a powerful way that leaves them changed for all eternity. And so I'm going to ask one of you to pray for the population out there that are just surfing. They're just looking. They just want to make contact for all kinds of reasons. And they're just driving aimlessly. And if you would pray that they would have a divine visitation that would change and transform their outlook completely. Would someone take that, please? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Would someone lead us in that prayer, please? Hallelujah. What would you like to happen if you were one of these persons? With what you know now, I imagine you would really appreciate someone praying that your eyes would be open, that you would see. Well, this is an opportunity to shoes on the right foot. You're in the light. Extend that to someone. Your prayer counts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise to your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father, we bless your name. We come before you with praise and thanksgiving. Almighty God, you are God. You are Lord. You are Savior. You are Lord and you are God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for this prayer broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, for giving our pastor, Lord God, this vision and for his obedience, Lord God, to carry it on.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you knew from the beginning. You knew from the beginning all of the lives that we touched. Lord, Father God, by this broadcast. We thank you this morning for all those that come on live. And we thank you even more for those that are streaming, those, Lord, that plug in for various reasons. Lord, we thank you for them. Father, some of them have different agendas. But God, we know that everything that you do it well. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so we lift these persons up this morning. Father God,
yes,
we pray for them. We lift them up in prayer this morning. That you touch their hearts, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, you are able to make every crooked path straight.
Yes.
You, Lord, are able, Lord, to touch every stony heart and turn it into a heart of flesh this morning. God, you are able to renew the mind in the name of Jesus. God, so we ask you this morning, we lift them up and we pray, oh God, it's a songwriter that says, one touch from you. Yes, Lord God.
Yes.
We pray for a touch this morning, a touch from your Holy Spirit this morning. Touch their minds, Lord God. Transform them. Yes, Lord God.
Yes.
Draw them by your Spirit, Lord God, in the name of
Jesus.
Renew their minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bring them out of the darkness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and into your marvelous light, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning, consecrate their will to yours. Let there be, Lord God, a submission unto your will. Father God, let there be a surrender. Yes, Lord God, as your Holy Spirit overtakes them in the name of Jesus and bind their will to yours in the name of Jesus, that they would see and they would understand that something different has happened. They would be able to testify, Lord, that there is a newness in them. Lord, bring them to your throne. Humble them, Father God. Cause them to cry out, I yield, I cannot take it anymore. That they would surrender their lives into your hands, Father God, and allow you to be the Lord of their lives. Father, bring salvation to them, to their homes, to their families, in the name of Jesus, to your glory, Lord, to your honor, Father God. You said, Lord, that you wish above all things that we prosper. Yes, Lord, even as our soul prospers. So we pray this morning for prosperity of their soul in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God, transform them by your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, cause their hearts and their minds to call, to think on the things concerning you. In the name of Jesus, rebuke every plot of the enemy in the name of Jesus that would come to steal, to kill and destroy. Father God, there is a reason why they're plugging in to this prayer broadcast. They're seeking you and they don't even understand that that's what it is. But Lord, we know that when we seek you, that we will find you. So we pray, God, this prayer this morning, that they will find in this prayer broadcast a lifeline of hope, a light in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray and we lift them up this morning, and we know, God, that you hear our prayer and you answer. Yes, Lord God, that your will be done in their lives, and this transformation would not just be for a moment, but it would be for a lifetime of change. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for leading that prayer. While she was praying, the Holy Spirit injected something into my spirit. Quickly, I want to drop it with you. That how we see prayer, often we may not be seeing prayer accurately for what it is. A prayer is not a sentiment. It's a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a weapon it's for use. It's for use. It's not just something you just possess. It has a purpose. There's a purpose for its existence. And we should not hesitate. We should not hesitate. In the middle of a battle, there's no shortage of targets. There's no shortage of targets. And when we are conscious that on earth, right now, there is a powerful spiritual battle that is ongoing, and that we've been given prayer as a weapon to use strategically against every form of, or situation, every circumstance that is not lined up perfectly with God's plan and purposes for the earth, for the nations. We have the authority to use that weapon. Imagine a police officer that's armed and able and authorized to enforce the law. But he walks around, or he or she just walks around and just kind of emotionally and wonderfully just admiring what is going on, that is all about disrupting and breaking the law, causing the peace to be disrupted. But this person just admires the fact that they have a weapon, but they won't use it. They don't see a need to use it. In the midst of all of the law breaking, they don't see a need. You would say either this person is blind, totally unable to function. So I'm learning that more and more, that there's no shortage of prayer targets. None. There's no shortage. And when this idea came to pray for those that are logging on to our program for various reasons other than what the purpose, general purpose is, the Holy Spirit says, pray for them. Pray for them. And that's what we just did. When our hearts are open, God shows you. He shows you. And our hearts are open not because of what we're seeing with our physical eyes, or we're hearing with our physical ears, but because of what we're picking up in the supernatural by the Holy Spirit. He's the one that leads us into all truth. So to be powerful in prayer is to back away, in other words, to be humble, and back away from what we're used to functioning by. That's our natural senses. And hear the Spirit of God. And once our eyes are opened, as Gehazi, the aid to Elijah, when God opened his eyes and he was able to see, he saw the magnitude of the battle. In the natural, he saw what he saw, and he was kind of motivated by that. Oh, look at all these armies on top of the hills around the city. But then Elijah prayed and that his servant's eyes would be open. And Gehazi's eyes was open supernaturally, and he saw into the supernatural. Hallelujah. He saw the forces, the host of heaven in full array. He saw what could not be seen by the natural eye, and we can't afford in this season to be guided by the natural eye.
Amen.
We must see beyond that.
Yeah.
See all the way into the supernatural. And that comes with practice. That comes with humility and willingness to venture into a place that we're not used to, and that is the supernatural, where we could see. Because that's where the battle originates. Doesn't originate what we see with our ears or see with our physical eyes. No, it doesn't originate there. It originates in the supernatural. The supernatural is the most real world that you could ever encounter. It's more real than the world of the senses. That's for somebody. But I'll take my share of that. It's for me too. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, as we're our time is winding up, I want to thank you for joining us all of this week. You have made this week one of victory, one of encouragement, one of hope, one of opening up of the eyes. Yes, your presence has made a difference all of this week. I know I've been strengthened, and I'm blessed and to be part of this ministry that God has placed in our hands. And we thank you for being part of it as well, making yourself available so faithfully every morning at 6 o'clock sharp. We pray that you will continue. Now, look into your personal life and you will see that there's blessing that has come because of your faithfulness. God does not forget the faithful. He doesn't. And the blessings are there not because we deserve them, but because God loves us so. That is the key. We're not much outside of Him. So our humility counts, and that's what energizes our prayers on this day. Now, I want to pray for Jerusalem as we leave out. We pray, O Yahweh, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity. O God, we call upon the name of Yahweh. We will give ourselves no rest, and we'll give you no rest till you establish Jerusalem and make her a praise in all the earth. Be pleased to hasten the day when all Israel will cry out, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh." Well, we thank you, Lord, for this time of prayer, this week of victory, this week that you brought us through. We thank you for all our prayer partners. We thank you that you've given us a winning team, a team that is willing to pray in the face of great adversity and even discomforts and sacrifice. We thank you for each one of our prayer team. And we thank you for each one that is listening and streaming even now, somewhere in the earth. Bless them. Let them sense and feel your divine, supernatural, and everlasting presence even now, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, as our benediction. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. I love that. That's strengthening, isn't it? Well, tonight we will be gathering tonight for prayer. Please remember that. Last week, I did not remember that. It was such a day, and that was a. I had to attend a funeral on last Friday night, and I was totally caught up with getting ready for that. And we thank God. But this Friday night, we're on the Newark Gospel Tabernacle. Will be in full assembly tonight at 7:30 until 8:30 for prayer. Bring a prayer, a personal prayer agenda, something that you're picking up from the Lord. Mm-hmm. Ask God to give you a prayer target. Mm-hmm. He's given you a weapon, prayer. He also has prayer targets for us to point our prayers to. Think about that. Meditate on that. Well, may God bless you richly all day on this day. He is awesome. And today you have the victory. And then we're looking forward to being with you on this weekend if you're in our region. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, peace, God bless you mightily and richly, amen.
Amen.
Amen, hallelujah. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom, God bless all of you.
God bless everyone. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yes.
See you on Monday, God willing.